Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
You know, all you got to do is hold on.
encourage yourself when you sit back and think about it, thanking God for another day, then you just sit back and say, man, I know if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be here today. For you, sometimes you just be going down the memory lane and say, well, Reverend, sisters and brothers, if it had not been, see, sometimes you just
to
sit there and say, man, it could be worse. It is a little tough and rough, but God is making it work. And when he make it work, sometimes he make it tarry a little bit. Sometimes it be years, brother, but you're going through. But if I learn something in this word, if we just have faith in him, what he has in store for us is much better than we could ever think. Why would we sit up in any other way that he knows all things? He searches our heart. He look at us and look at this brother, and he takes time out to even listen to us.
Yeah.
He's listening, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, look at that, Georgia, Texas, all at the same time. And we just say, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. There's a time when people really pray and wait on the Lord. Now people pray and worry for the Lord. You might catch that later on, Rev. Now we pray and worry. You understand what I'm talking about, Rev? We pray and worry. We worry and don't pray. But I want to tell you, it was a time Jesus did something. I mean, God allowed some things to happen to his people. But he told us one thing about it. When the last time you really prayed to the Lord? What if? Here we go, y'all. What if? What if we pray to the Lord and have faith in it, Reverend? What if you ever just pray to the Lord and you you know for a shadow of doubt that he gonna do it?
Oh, man, yes, sir.
And it took more than a weekend. Matter of fact, it took longer than you ever thought about it. It took years. And so long, you really had forgot. But then he comes in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. On time.
Yeah.
Blessing us. Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for his Spirit, because he has a place for you and I, and that's heaven.
Yeah.
But we have to go through some things while we're on this side, and some of us don't want to do nothing. I mean nothing. Jesus said, and I need to go back and research a little bit, but must Jesus bear this cross alone? Let all us, mankind, go free. There is a cross for you and I. So this cross ain't just what you put around your neck and you emblem of some diamonds, gold. It ain't that talking about that cross. There. It's talking about putting up the spiritual burden of walking in this, saying that you love God, and meeting all the trials and tribulations come with it. God is working on the earth. But now that corona is turning folks up again, and we got the vaccine. All we can do is go by what they say, you know, until you encounter somebody you know. You get to have the throne, if I can say it like that. So watch this, bro. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, always for your love. We thank you, Father God, for the fellowship of one another. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown. Lord, concentrate our mind, Lord, that the word we hear may be of you, Lord. Speak into our spirit, Lord, that not just be hearers of the word, but doers of thy word, Lord. If there's any hindrance, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord, as we come on one accord, teaching and preaching the gospel. Lord, let it rest in our heart, Lord. Let it rest in our heart today, Lord. Lord, let it teach us something today. Let it be something we've probably read it before, but let it be somewhere that it was something new about the scripture. It was told, Lord, that you couldn't understand, but now we understand. Lord, touch us today, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we decrease for you to increase, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, that we praise you and give you honor, Lord. Lord, Father God, Corona, that surprised you. You know before everyone got sick and died from it. You know all things, Lord. So we just thank you, Father God, for your holding and unchanging hand. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank God for the book. I got a book that we often read. But I want to start at verse 1 with this chapter. Chapter 7, 2 Chronicle. 2 Chronicle. Still dealing with that what if. If you don't mind. What if? I'm still dealing with it, Reverend. Had something in mind and asked us to look at it. But I want to peep at it again if your brothers don't mind, brothers and sisters don't mind. What if?
Right.
Got to talk to my auntie. I ain't on the back line yesterday. And she broke some down with her daughter, you know. One of these days I told her I wanted to hit that one button and tell her story. Tell what the Lord had gave her while she was going through some things a few years back. If it be God's will, she tell it one day, you know, whatever it is. I know it, I heard it. But I remember her tell her own story because she got a testimony, you know, and still God is using that testimony. Help me, Holy
Spirit.
Yes. I'll tell you something beautiful, beautiful, how God can do something for you. And he told him one day, Reverend, if he has healed 10 men, he healed them.
Mm-hmm.
He told them, well, go to the priest and show yourself to him. And when he was telling them this, because that's what the Mosaic Law told them to do. When you have been healed, been delivered, only body can tell you that you've been cleansed from it was a preacher. Oh, hear me, also. Mm-hmm. People don't like to hear that, bro, but it was in the book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They went, they got healed by the preacher. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Sir, they did that. And then Jesus told them,
yes, sir.
To them. And then as they were going, one looked at his skin. And he looked at his skin. We really believe that things cleared up. They cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
They cleared up. And when they cleared up, what if he'd have kept going? Like the
mm-hmm.
other one. He stopped and looked around. Everything that dried up. The holes was closed. The green, red pus stopped coming out. And he stopped and turned back and went back to Jesus. And told Jesus as he fell down on his face and thanking him because he was healed. He was healed. So really, let the truth be told, he did go back to the priest. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
he did go to him. Jesus said, well, was it other nine? Was it 10 of you? And only one came back? He was crippled. He was crippled. What if he would have kept on going? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Somebody been writing a book. What is, when the last time you thank God? And I really believe in man. If man and woman, child of God, look at this, the children of God would just be more bold. Help me, Holy Spirit. This man was a Samaritan, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get the lesson, y'all. I'm going to get the lesson. Second Chronicles, chapter 7. Second Chronicles, chapter 7. Some of y'all might be still, y'all probably went to Corinthians. It's in the Old Testament. Second Chronicles. It's not the, and it's not the, the New Testament, if I get on my Second Chronicles. If you just want a little help with it, you, some books have a glossary. You can go look at it. You go look at it. I think the first one is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, through the Romans. Is that right there? Y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 King, 2 King,
mm-hmm.
1 Chronicles, the 2 Chronicles. If you don't still ain't got it, just take your time, put it down in your margin if you can't get it right now. But I want to read something. I'm not going to be with you long. Yeah, he said he always said that, but watch this here. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 1. Now, when Solomon made end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed in the burning offering and the sacrifice of the glory of the Lord filled the house. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. He praying. And after he get through praying, God's presence came in. Have you ever been there? You pray, and God's presence came in. We pray.
Yeah.
And we pray. We don't pray for sound. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We don't pray for many words or a tickle of your fancy. We pray for God to hear us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he does, he comes in right on time. And when he mm-hmm. comes in, you better believe me. Sometimes, like you ever felt before, a consuming fire. That's fire.
Yes.
When it burns. It burns all in the... He said, it's his glory. The glory of the Lord filled the house. Mm-hmm. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord has filled the house. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
They felt... Now, this one, when you see Lord, it's large cap, right? That means that was God in the presence of him. After Solomon got through praying, God came in, and he entered in with his glory. That glory is so thick, the priest couldn't even walk in. Help me, Holy Spirit. He couldn't
mm-hmm.
go in there because of the glory of God. I don't know about you. You don't know how much people tell you, but there's a scripture. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's a scripture that we often use, and we try to teach it. And it's in Hebrews, if you don't mind. Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 10:26. Now, I'm just, the Lord giving to him, I'm trying to get there too. Hebrews 10:26.
Mm-hmm.
Let's back up to 25. Look what it says. Hebrews 10:25 said, he said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the matter of some is, but exhort one another as so much the more as we see the day of Christ. Don't forsake the assembly. There's some don't come in. and then some of it won't come in. But don't forsake the, assembly. We find all kind of excuses not to get in. We find all kind of things. We can get sidetracked. But boy, when Solomon got through praying, God's spirit came into that church. And when it came into that church, no man could even be in the presence of it, Reverend. Couldn't be in the presence of the Lord because the spirit was so heavy. Have you ever been in that kind of atmosphere with the Lord? Have you ever been in encounter with the Lord? That when he came in, hey, Reverend, when he came in, that we seen, you couldn't even see yourself. Because one thing, some of us be drowning in our tears. Drowning in our tears of praise and thanking him. But this particular time, Jesus had came in. His spirit, God's spirit, had came in, and he was. Filled that temple. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And when
yes,
he filled that temple, man, no one can go in at that time. But look what the Bible says. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord had filled the house, the Lord's house. And when all the children of the Israel saw how the fire came, and when the fire came, he said, down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is it. They bowed down themselves with their face to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good. For his what? His mercy endures forever. Help me, Holy Spirit. Remember, can you tell me the time you fell to your knees? Give me a little testimony right quick. Can you tell me
about
you failed to your knees?
First day I was allowed to go back to church after the Lord blessed me and healed me through the prayers of the saints. And I was able to go back to church after that corona was lifted up off of me. And when I walked into the temple, into the sanctuary, the Lord blessed me. Just, man, I couldn't even stand on my feet no more. I had to bow down and worship him and my face on the ground with thanksgiving up in my heart over his healing, his mercy, his grace, his love. I just felt all of that cleansing me. Oh, praise the Lord. It was a point that I felt like I would be going back to church, but I would be going back in a casket. That's the way I felt. God looked upon my moments and let them roll on a little while longer. And I all that just hit me when I stepped into the sanctuary. I just, man,
yes.
Joy, peace, happiness, love, healing, deliverance, cleansing.
Yes.
It all fell upon me. Just thinking about it right now, it's hard to hold back the tears and the love that was shown towards me. I thank God.
Yeah, he didn't have to do it, did he, Red?
No, sir.
But I love how Solomon, after he got through praying, God really showed his presence. What if?
Thank you.
I'm gonna get there, y'all. You don't think I got there yet?
Mm-hmm.
But what if?
All right, I hear you. Solomon
would have built the temple. What if Solomon would have? See, a lot of people believe don't believe like this, but some of us do. We pray before we go to the sanctuary, and we pray while we're in the sanctuary, and watch this. God is gonna show up. And Solomon told then that, let me tell you something, he wasn't a real good man, right? He had he was a womanizer, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
How many women wives he had. But God used him to, this was who? David's son. look at this here now. Look at the story now. David was a man after God's own heart, but he couldn't build the temple because he had blood in his hands. God wouldn't let him do it, but he let his offspring did it. He let Solomon did it. And now Solomon built the temple. Now he has prayed, and God had came in. And look at here. Watch this, Reverend. In this temple was still too little for God.
Yes, sir.
You better believe it. It was too little for God. He spread all over the whole temple. Yeah, you know. You know the writer. You remember Isaiah. Do you remember Isaiah?
Yes, sir.
When he Isaiah did something, man. And he took his time and he prayed with the Lord. But God gave him something one day. He said in 6, right? Isaiah 6 says, I'm going to get him out of here. He says, Isaiah 6 says, in the year that King Uzziah, somebody might call him Uzziah, he said, died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne in a high and lifted up in a train filled the temple. And above it, the seraphim, each one of them, Reverend, has 6 wings, or twins.
Yeah.
You know, but both on each wing, they had 6 of them. There were 2 of them on each one. And he said he covered his face with one, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. With the other twin, he covered his feet. Twin, he flew. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was in the presence of the Lord, and all these things was going on. But look what happened. And one cried unto another, Reverend, and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of hosts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The whole world, the whole earth is full of his glory. And the doorposts, they ain't like us. You know, the doorposts of the doors move at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with his smoke. He said, now, what this got to do with what if? This was what he got something to do with what if. This is what when God's presence comes. Now, brother, I had this experience a long time ago. When God's presence came over me, it wasn't like most people do. They start speaking in tongues. It wasn't, and that's a gift. It wasn't also about how glory it was I felt. You know what I did? I didn't know the scripture, but God gave it to me a long time ago. When the Spirit came in on Isaiah, he said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. Have you ever been there? Have you been there? What is when he was in that spirit? You know how we do sometimes? We'll sit in the spirit of the Lord. Oh, I'm trying to calm down, y'all. In the spirit of the Lord that came in here, and you just sit there all pious. You'd be so cute. You don't want to mess up your makeup. Your suit don't want to get wrinkled. You just don't want to let nobody know that God is working in inside you. But Isaiah said, he said, this said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man with unclean lips. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I dwell in the midst of people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then, when he did that, he got God's attention. Let me write this down. Can I say it again? He got God's attention. How do you get God's attention? When you're sincere in your repentance. A lot of people repent with their lips. Oh, their lips move so fast. You know what I'm talking about? It just moves so fast. That's how it sounds, God, because your heart ain't lining up with your words. Help me, Holy Spirit. If your heart would have been lined up with your words, a lot of that taste you have, like for lying, backbiting, stealing, whoremongering. Oh, can I say one more, Reverend, before you hang up? Can I say one more? Please say one more.
Go ahead.
Sometimes we look at other people's sins. Don't worry about our sins. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Look what he said. Then one of the seraphim, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, then one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with a tongue from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lord, this has touched my lips. Help me, Holy Spirit. And now, here we go, brother Willie Dog. Look where he go. He said, thou iniquity is taken away, and thou sin purged. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, I'm going to get back over here and follow through in a minute. But let me say this again. Look what he did, brothers and sisters. What if when the Spirit of the Lord came in, he just like some of Christians, they come in on Sunday and they leave the same way they left. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They came in with burden, they take the burden back with them. They came in with things, they didn't repent from the God. What if they would have surrendered like he did? Fell like Ram said, to his knees and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to be in thy presence.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I'm an undone person, Lord, and I need you, Lord. And what did he do? He heard the man. He heard the man,
sir.
And he sent a spirit of a seraphim to go put a coal on his tongue. So what did he do, Rev? Look what he did, Rev. Can I read that one more time so I can get back in the letter?
Yes, sir.
Please. He said, and he laid it upon his mouth. You got to open your mouth sometime. It said, lo, this has touched thy lips and thou. Brother Willie Dog, thy iniquity is taken away.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said it was taken. Look what he did, Reverend. And look what he said. Thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And also I hear the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. I'm out of here, y'all. When I say that, he got a call. He was called. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He was called to preach God's word. Yo, did you hear that? He said, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Then he said, who will go for us? Then said, here am I. Send me. There's a lot of people went, but they haven't been sent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He was sent by God, but God had to prepare him. You remember? He had
that's
to do
right. That's right.
All his disciples. He didn't send them out there being a novice. He watch this here. He put some on his heart when he took that sin away, that iniquity, the wickedness, the evilness he had. He took it away from him. He said, but only time I can remember this, Reverend, it was on the day of Uzziah. Can you remember?
Mm.
God deliver you. What if?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Reverend, help me with this one.
Yes, sir.
What if he didn't come that way? What if he would have lived with the burden when the Spirit came in? Now, Solomon did it different than what Uzziah did. I mean, what Isaiah did. Look what he did. What Solomon did, he fell down. Did he, Reverend? He fell down. Can I read it again? Back over here, 7:3, 2 Corinthians. He said, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord was up on the house, they bowed themselves with their face to the ground up on the pavement and worship and praise. Help me, Holy Spirit, the Lord. I said, for he is good. And his mercy is forever. What God have to do to get some praise out of you? What do you got to do? Some of us, he got to buy us a house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us, he got to put $1 million in a bank account. Some of us, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us, he got to do some materialistic, tangible, intangible, what we call that stuff we can reach and corruptible. It's gonna corrode and concave. We want to lift our hand up there, but it's not so. If we can just lift them up because of this present. Have you felt this present? I feel this present now, right?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Because, for yes, he sir. Is good. One time somebody said, "Master, good master," and Jesus told, "Ain't nobody good but who? But God. Don't call me good."
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be on his
feet. Yes, sir.
But God is good. And he said, "His mercy endure forever." Then, help me, Holy Spirit, then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before the Lord. It was time, Doc. They didn't got the temple filled. It's time. Look what King Solomon said. King Solomon offered up a sacrifice of 2,000 ox and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicate the house of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, they did a little different back then. You know, we go there. You know, we don't. When the last time we dedicate something to the Lord? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take animals to, and make a dedication there. What we do? Some of us need to do some work. Some of us need. Well, we know the Lord. Now we need to get back in fellowship with the Lord. Some of us not even in fellowship. And really don't know, hey, that we need to be delivered for some things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So some of us say, how many years you got to go back to know when God first touched your heart? What did he touch your heart at? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What did he really come in your life at? He's worthy to be praised? Yeah. He changed the life. But is it any evidence in that? Are you guilty of loving God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Can people see the love of God in you? So what I'm saying about this, don't get mad at me when I say this, because some people might use it as a cliche, but I have to use it because it's in the book. For God so loved the world, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He gave his only begotten Son. He said, whosoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, what if he would have kept us back in the Mosaic law? See, the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me be transparent a little bit here. The Mosaic law could save us. It could point out our sin. So what I'm going to say, it didn't have a door. It had an entrance, but it didn't have no exit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you know what I said, bro? It had an entrance.
Yeah.
You know, it opened up you to the sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But you couldn't get out of
it.
You couldn't get out of it. I don't care how many bulls. I don't care how many lambs. I don't care how many heifers you cut up and burnt up. I don't care how much blood was in the altar. It still didn't have an exit. You were stuck. And we were stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus kicked that door open for us so we can have salvation. What if? What if now? We were still caught up in the law. Somebody said, what you talking about? Man, we are under grace. We under grace right now. We under grace and mercy right now. Some of us know when we woke up, we should have been dead. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it wasn't for Jesus, breathing in your nostrils and saying, I want you to live another day. He can do that. Yes, sir. He can do that. I want you to live another day, Reverend. I know your ABC, but if you have this sit down there, when the last time you did your ABC? I think it's 26 left. I think it's A go before E. And if you don't say it regularly, you'll lose it.
Yes, sir.
You got to exercise his gift that he gives you, his love. Not just because me and Reverend love each other. We have to give to people who don't even love us. Don't help me.
That's right.
The Bible said love hides a multitude of sins.
If I sincerely love you,
oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If I sincerely love you, God will blot some things out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about nothing.
That's
he
right.
said, if we love one another, man would know that we're his disciples because we love one another. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We didn't love each other. I'm going to get home in a minute. I'm going to go now. He dedicated. Let me go run this thing down. And He said, then the king and all the people offered up a sacrifice for the Lord. And the king Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep, so that the king and all the people dedicate the house of God. And the priests waited upon the offers, and the Levites also with the instruments of the music of the Lord. Oh, help me, hope. Which David, the king, mm-hmm. had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, endure forever. When David praised by the ministry and the priest sound, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the trumpet before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, can I do something? Solomon, he said, hollow the middle of the court that was before the house of who? The Lord. For there is an offering, a burnt offering, and a fat of a peace offering, because the brazen, like I said, altar which Solomon has made was not able to receive the burnt offering with meat offering at the fat. Oh, help me. He couldn't. That's why I'm saying, what if? There's some sin in our life, brothers and sisters, before God. If we not sincere about that sin, I know I said this yesterday. Can I do it again? Please let me tell this story.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The Bible said out of the mouth, in Deuteronomy, he said out of the mouth of two or three, establish the truth, my brothers. If one does it, it doesn't have nothing there, because I can say, Reverend Henry, you did it. No, you did it, Eric. And I said, okay, brother, you did it. But if we had two or three people looking and we witnessed, it can establish the truth. It can break up a lie. So what I'm going to say is that they caught this woman in the middle of adultery. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they called her now. That didn't talk about the man, but they called her and brought her from Jesus and said, Moses said in the law, when you commit adultery, you get stoned to death. And Jesus looked at them. Remember, I told y'all this here. And maybe I might be fudging with this one. Y'all pray for me. He rolled on the ground as they were talking to him. I imagine he said, well, Eric, you're a liar. He wrote that down. It was probably a person named Reverend Henry. Said, Reverend Henry, you did thus and thus. He wrote that down. You know what I'm talking about? If I could just keep on going, he saw somebody else on there. He wrote that down. You know what I'm talking about? And then he looked at the lady, and he said, he told them, and the people was around. He said, you have not sinned. Help me, Holy Spirit. Cast the first stone. So they did cast the stone. I got to be truthful about it. They did. But they cast it to the ground. They cast it to the ground. Because custom measure, when you most of the law, when you break a law and you got two or three people that said you've done it, they supposed to kill them. But he told them like this here, whoever have sinned, cast the first stone. So that means y'all bringing her by her, don't you? Ain't nobody killed y'all. Ain't nobody throw no stone at you, Reverend. Ain't nobody stole me. He said that they throw the stone down. From the oldest to the youngest, you know what happened, Reverend? They left. And Jesus looked at the woman. He said, what is the accuser? And she looked around. She didn't see none. He said, neither do I accuse you. But what we don't teach and we don't stress, he said, go and sin no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book now. So when they came to him and they engaged this sacrifice to them, and they tried to offer up this sacrifice, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't make it because of how they ritually burned the meat. You know, they got meat, they sacrificed, and then whatever left of it, even sometimes one of the offerings, they take it and get it all the way out of the burnt offering because they don't want to contaminate their prayer. Oh, help me. Oh, let me teach this. And what they do is, with the leftover, Reverend, they have a little barbecue. They barbecue the meat or what. You know what I'm talking about? That's what God would do. but they were trying to concentrate this thing. They were trying to show to the Lord that what they was giving up to them, they was sacrificing for them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But God, look what God did to this thing, man. He said, also, the same time Solomon kept the feast for what? 7 days. Mm-hmm. And all Israel with him were very great congregation from the, it said, entering of the of Hamath. He said, up to the river of Egypt. And in the eighth day, they made a solemn assembly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days. In the feast, what? 7 days. And all, they said, and on the third and 20th day of the seventh month, he sent the people away into the tent glad and what? And merry. And they
hoped.
But the goodness, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that the Lord has shown unto David and to Solomon and to the what? The to Israel and his people. I got to push a little bit. And Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, house and all that came to Solomon's heart to make a what? In the house of his own, his house for prosperity affected. He said, the Lord appeared. Now watch this. Things went on back then. They don't do like we do. They really ritual did like. They take the offer real serious. They we come to God's house any kind of way. And once we didn't learn enough, we still stay there. If you don't watch it, there's no change there. But where the pastor preached though? Oh, he preached real hard. What did he preach? Well, man, all I know he was, I really forgot, but he sounded good, though. Did you hear what he said? The priest blow the horn, the trumpet, right? That's what they said. When the pastor be up there hooping, and he up there on the wall, and he's holding that wall up, and he's a watchman. And as he's giving that word to you, now you amen or something, but look right here, but your heart's so far from the amen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The conviction now is not taking a lamb. It's not taking a bull. It's not taking these things to the altar. You're taking your whole heart, oh, heavy Holy Spirit, and you lay there to your God, look, God, I want you to bless me, oh, heavy Holy Spirit. Don't never get in the service of God and leave the same way you came. If you had some issues for you came, leave it at the altar.
Yeah.
Let God help you. Ask him for strength. Ask him to help you. It's more than tickling and you know, don't get me wrong. I said this here, and speaking in tongues, right? Because when you do speak in tongues, you go back and look at the book. The book said that is a communication between you and God. Help me, Holy Spirit. It needs to be someone there who can interpret this. When you're up there doing this. But I love how God does it. He's orderly. He's not going to have you somewhere that if someone does it, it's not going to be someone who can tell you what that person said because he don't want no one to be lost. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you love the Lord? Don't you know you can get in there?
Yeah.
What if Solomon wouldn't have did this what God asked him to do? God didn't come in because he was he didn't do his will. He did everything God wanted him to do, how he built the temple. And God came in and showed himself to Solomon. But look at this, Reverend. I'm going to run when I say this one here, Reverend. He come in and anybody can hit this one on this one here. He said, and the Lord appeared. Is up still there? In verse 20.
Sir.
He said, and the Lord appeared to who? Solomon. By night. And said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, if you ain't got on board yet. He said, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chose this place to be what? Myself for a house of sacrifice. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care what nobody say. If God has spoken these words to you, if God said, well, I ain't never heard God, but let me tell you something. The only reason you probably haven't heard God is because you haven't been sincere in your prayer. If you are sincere in your prayer, you're going to hear God.
That's right.
The Bible
says,
I don't believe the Bible would lie. I just, trust me, I just don't believe the Bible would lie. The Bible says, my sheep should know my voice because I call them by their name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, another shepherd they would not hear. A stranger they would not hear. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Can I say it again?
That's right. That's right.
My sheep should hear my voice. You hear what I'm saying? And I will call them by their name. And they will come to me. Oh, I know right about it. Because many times God didn't call you. Somebody, you got woke up this morning by somebody calling. He called you.
Amen.
You answer the call. You can't. Some come when they want to come, but they can't. But let me tell you something.
Amen.
He's been calling us. He's been trying to get us away from all that noise, all the stuff to distract us so we can have a better day. I'm almost home, y'all, when I say this.
Mm.
He said the Lord appear by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, Reverend Emery, and have chosen this place. I mean, your body, Reverend. I chose you, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Because we are the temple of the Lord. I chose you.
That's right.
He said,
that's right. That's
he
right.
He said, to master for the house of sacrifice. He said, if. Now, watch this here. Watch this here now. If, Reverend, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I commanded that the locusts would devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people. Oh, this is the thing now. If he would do all this. If none of that. He said, but if I would do all this here, these are things he will put a plague on this land. He could do it with rain.
Mm-hmm.
He could command locusts to devour, go eat up everything. And he could put a plague, and he could put a plague out there on a person. Look what he said. But if my people, I know you've been there, was called by my name,
sir. Yes,
to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn their wickedness. That's what he said, wickedness, right? Ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. And will heal their land. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if now, what if you do this here, brother?
Mm-hmm.
What if you do this, brother?
Yes, sir.
What if you do it, brother? Nutty? What if you do it, sister Martha? What if you do it, brothers and sisters? What if you just turn and from your way? That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you just turn from your
way,
I will hear from you, and I will heal the land. What's going on with this land right now? What's going on with this land now? It's confested on everything. You know what I'm talking about? And you know what? If you don't watch it, it will consume you too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I don't talk right. I know don't sound right. But it will consume you too. It will have you wrapped up in the same thing like you and I. But let me tell you something while I run when I say this here. He said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto thy prayer. That is made in this place. He said, for now have I chosen the sacrifice. He said, sanctify this house that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart shall be there perpetual. Oh, I love this. He's going to be always. He said, I'm going to be there always. I don't know what church you're attending. How your church is doing, moving with the Lord when you do go, or if you ever go in God's house and you don't feel His presence, most of the time it is not the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Most of the time it's not the church. It's about what did you bring to the table? What if you went to the table always? You know what I'm talking about? We go all the way when somebody get us mad. Some of us, we so bold, we might tell you this and that. But when it comes to God, when we come to God to be bold in God, say, God, I need you to clean me. I need you to hold me, Lord. I need you to change me.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to dwell with us. Can you hear me, Rev? Can you hear
me?
That's
right.
He wants to dwell with us. He told them, and then we said, and as for thee, if thou will walk before me, as David, thy father, walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. And, what is it? To observe my statutes and my judgment. Then would I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have Well, he said, the covenant with David, thy father, said, there should not fall thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if, here we go, Brother Willen, you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As I'm in the book, y'all. Then when I pluck them up by the root out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified, look what it says, and for my name will I cast out of my sight, and I will make it to be a proverb, and by words, that's what he said, amongst all nations. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I finish this thing? In the house,
yes, sir,
which is high, should be an astonishment to everyone that passed by it. Oh, that he shall say, why has the Lord done this unto this land and unto this house? Oh, help me. Then look what he did, Reverend. And he shall be answered, because thou forsaken the Lord God of thy father, which brought them out of the land of Egypt and laid it on the other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has he brought all evil upon them. If God have delivered you, my brothers and sisters, he didn't pull you out of there, and you start worshiping other gods. You start worshiping other things. You start putting things before God. What if he turned you over to this year? What if he moved himself from you and look at you and allow you to be like this? He said, folks gonna walk by, right? And look at you and say, what have he done? Well, I thought you was a preacher. I thought you were this and that. What happened,
yeah,
Reverend? What you do, Reverend? what God said, I'm going to have people saying this about you. What you do, brother? What you do to what how did you get to that situation? What you do? What if you would have did what you're supposed to do, surrender to him and give it all to him? And I'm going to say this here, because I'm through. But I'm going to say this here. When the last time you've been in the church and you said, man, and you live, what if I would have went to the altar? What if I? I'm on God's plan. What if I was on the Tuesday evening or the Monday, whatever they call the they do a show, discourse, and then Tuesday they get to express God's love, I'm gonna put it like this: when they do open up the door to the church and they let you come in and say something, what if I would take with say I need prayer? What if, you know what I'm talking about, what if I would have did it? What if, it was irrelevant.
Yes.
What
yes.
if
yes.
if I would have did it? You know what I'm talking about, what's stopping you for doing it, my brother? What's stopping you for doing it? You know what most of the thing is? Pride.
Yes.
You're scared because you want to look good before the people. You want to keep your manhood before the people. But let me tell you something, trust the Bible. Sister Martha, trusting in the Bible. Oh, help me, hope. The Heavenly Father showed me new things about you as I read the Bible. Teach me your ways. Show me your love. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Trust
the Lord.
The Bible. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you trust in the Bible, you know what you do. You said the Bible said, make every man alive a God of truth. Oh, heavens, whoever told you it was going to be easy, they lied to you.
Yeah.
But you know what, Reverend? You can make them take it back, though, Reverend. Hey, you can make them take it back, Brother Mike. You can make them take it back, sisters and brothers. You can make them take it back, Brother Dan. You can make them take it back, Brother D. You can make them take it back. Not like physically, but just showing God's love. Showing what you have learned and trusting in the Bible. Thank you, Amos. Look here, the promise of peace, a peaceful home. God promised his children a peaceful home in his kingdom. anybody that say they love God should be a peacemaker. Oh, help me, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Anybody that love God should be a peacemaker. If you got Michael over here, Michael 4:1-5, he said everyone was sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one would make them afraid. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
When you get that peace in your home, you know we see it. Joshua said, as of me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If you over here and you're part of the ministry, because I believe you are, because I see a lot of faithful numbers here, you should be saying this right here, as of me and God's plan, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to keep away division.
Yeah.
Keep away, because people are dying and going to hell. We got going to be debating and fighting. We're going to present God's love. We're going to do this because peaceful home brings God's love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
A peaceful home brings God's love. Thank you, Amen,
yes,
for the Holy Spirit. God promised his children a peaceful home in his kingdom. Don't you know he's going to come back for us? And when he do come back for us, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, is somebody, look at this, singing, or rather, is somebody singing God's praise.
Yeah.
I said, never go out of style, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Singing God's praise will never go out of style. Don't let nobody fool you. They talk about it. Sometimes, Brother D and Sister Brother, when we grab one of the more hymns, you know, we'll say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou would draw thy hand, where would I go? I need thee, Lord. Oh, bless me now, my gentle Savior. You know what's it? No, is it? I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I don't know about you. You got to have your own testimony. Have you pity every groan? Long as it lives, I haste unto his throne. Sometimes that's not where you might want to say, Jesus loves me. This I know. Because the Bible has told me so. Nobody steal your joy. I got this song. I heard a young man sing, and kind of like with my voice, I'll be for you, Lord.
Yes,
with my
hands,
look what he said. I'll leave you, Lord. I don't want
no rock.
Crying out in my place.
In my place.
You know what? Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. God said, make a job for all. He ain't telling us to go out and make no albums. The albums got messed people up. Them cassettes got people messed all up. Wherever they put them on, they got to mess up now because it's about the money. They won't do it unless you pay them to come. Let me on spirit. But boy, when you love the Lord, I don't want no rocks. Crying out in my place. Then you might do like
that's
me.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You made a way.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You alone. Then you know what?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We're finna get out of here, y'all.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise thee. Lord, we praise thee. Lord, we praise thee.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we praise thee.
Mm-hmm. My brothers and sisters. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for your things. Thank God for the word that went forth. Thank God for the teachers. Thank God for the praise. And thank you for coming out. For coming out. Just trying to start your day and trying to get closer with the Lord. Thank you for just taking the time out and praying with us. We often say this, Reverend, if you could finish it out with the door of the church open, Reverend, be good. You know, we make way for people to come. A prayer.
Thank you,
all
Lord.
You got to do is hit the one button.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. If there be somebody maybe didn't understand, or maybe need something cleared up for them, or maybe just one prayer. Maybe just want to give a testimony that they followed the Lord, that they turned back. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That they turned back to the Lord and the Lord delivered them. That they turned back and they prayed to the Lord and they sought out his face. Oh, hallelujah. And he removed the wicked ways from them. Oh, hallelujah. You may have felt like Isaiah that you were undone. Oh, and the Lord blessed you. Oh, I've been there, Rev. Not ashamed to say that I went back to the Lord and he delivered me. I'm so ever grateful. He that used to trouble me, don't trouble me any longer. I thank you, Lord. Not because of my goodness, but because of his grace and his mercy. Gave me loved ones, gave me family, gave me a daughter that blesses my heart, gave me a beautiful wife, gave me a son-in-law. God, it gave me grandchildren, gave me this. Oh, and they all love the Lord, and I'm just thankful. You know, it's easy for us to tell of people's sins or tell of people how they worry, but I thank God for his goodness.
Yeah.
I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his love, and he shows his love. Oh, and if you love God and you train up their child in the way they should go, they'll love him, and then they'll love him. They'll come and know him for themselves, and then they'll teach their children to do it, and their children's children. Oh, man. But what if, Rev, what if we didn't do our part? Then I'm so glad. God bless us to do our part. I'm so glad. I thank God for this lesson. I thank God for this lesson this morning. Oh,
thank God.
I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful, man, that he's blessing us to hear. Oh, I'm looking at, you know, this verse. If he would send pestilence, the locust, he would do these things. God gives us a warning, and then he gives us a solution.
Give
us that solution, and we just be obedient. Man, I'm telling you, it'll work. If somebody's wondering, Rev told us in the lesson this morning what you got to do. Turn back unto the Lord. So I just, I thank you. Thank you for how you let God use you this morning. Oh, beautiful 2 Chronicles 7th, the entire chapter in Hebrews. Oh, hallelujah, 10, 25, and 26. Oh, hallelujah. Then Isaiah 6 and 1 and John 3:16. God just bless you, man, and I thank you. I thank you, and I love you for it, and thank you. Keep on praying. Let's keep on loving one another. Keep on lifting one another up. Keep on encouraging one another. You know, I tell you, if you do this in the good times, the bad times won't be so bad. If you do it, if you build up your strength, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, then it's easy. It's naturally overflows when the times are rough. You can remember when. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Reb. Love you for it. God bless you, man.
God bless you,
hallelujah,
man.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Do it again now. We move on. We do it again. We always say that if you need prayer, if you need prayer, if you love Jesus, if someone's misunderstood, something we need to explain, maybe something we missed, you know, what we ask you to come, rededicate your lives, we ask you to come. If you don't know the law, we ask you to come. If you just want someone to agree with you, we will pray with you. You can pray for us. You can hit that one button and pray for us. I'm saying this with faith. You can pray for us. Everybody, Brother Simon Lewis, can hit that one button and say, I want to pray for you guys. I hear you pray for us.
Yeah.
I want to pray for you guys. We solicit that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We just ask in the name of Jesus that he bless, you know. If not, you know, you can do something for me. You can really do this for me. You got a pen. You can write this number down, 425-292-4212. 6 Eastern, 5 Central today. They will be doing the same thing, going back over the Word of God. Might not be the same tune. Might not be the same person, but they're going to be people like Brother Deed, Sister Bert, Brother Tim, and maybe Sister Van. If God bless me, I'm about to be on. But the number again. That's Joel. That's going to be. Y'all got to know her.
I'm working and listening. But I'm praying with you, brothers, and praying for you, brothers, and I love y'all.
I love you too, bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
You know what, Rob, here? First, giving honor to God. He's ahead of our lives.
You're right about
it. I'm going to tell God thank you once more and again for another blessed Sunday. Another blessed service. You know, I was sitting here listening as I'm trying to get my work in. I was listening, and you started whispering a few old hymns, and it brought something to mind. I heard you when you were whispering. I thought about God. I thought about it. And when I thought about him, bro, I said, you know, the Lord allows trouble to come our way.
Yes, he does.
I hear you when you say, what if? What if God never allowed me to go through any trials and tribulations? Would I be so tentative to serve God if he never allowed, you know what I'm saying, Ramirez?
Right.
if he took all trials and tribulations away from me. Bro, Eric said, thank you, Lord. You've been so good.
Yes.
When trials and tribulations come up on me, you're right there. What if? I listened to him when Bro Eric says how you you go into the church. My Bible tells me, I can't speak for no one else. You know, these young guys out here like Rev. Eric, they ain't never heard this type of stuff. But my old Bible tells me that you should enter into his gate with praises and thanksgiving. Rev. Eric, I went around a few days and I found that my Bible has instructed me that I am the church.
That's it. That's it.
So if everything that I just said be true, and according to the scripture it is, I believe his word said let him be true and every man be a liar. So I believe every man can lie, he can't lie. So with that being said, I should feel the power of God.
That's it.
Before I walk in the church. Because I should carry it in the church with me. I should walk in shouting. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? When I look back over my week, I ain't got to look back over my life. If I just look back over my week and see how far he brought me. Just that week, I ain't got to worry about these 62, almost 63 years if I just look back over the week.
That's it.
My soul should cry. I enjoy this word. I said this morning, I said, bro, D, I said, you're going to be quiet this morning. You're going to just listen. But when you look back and you think about how far he brought you, somebody said, my soul cried. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just look back.
I get this.
See how far he brought you.
Because he brought us
you
a mighty long way.
My brother D said, a mighty long way. Hadn't he? And then I look ahead of myself, Reverend Eric, and I see he's still keeping me.
Man.
Not even worthy of it. He's still keeping
me. Take a little time.
I look at myself, and I find that I'm no more than a filthy rag, but yet he loved me.
He loved
me. Your soul should cry out. You should be shouting right now.
Yes, sir.
Behind the word of what you shouted. Brother Mary said, what if? What if? What if God removed his hand from man?
My God.
What if God did man like he did in the old? He said, for 400 years, you're going to hear a word from me. What if we had to go without hearing a word from God?
Come on, man. Come on.
What if? Oh, I truly thank you, my brother. I tell my brother in words, I love you guys, man. You've truly been a blessing to Brother D, and you're still being a blessing to Brother D. Each and every day. The Lord did not put us together by mistake. The Lord did not allow this circle to congregate together because he make no mistakes. He had a purpose, and he had a plan for us together.
Man,
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna get them out the way. I can promise you this evening, you may not hear the same voices, but I promise you, you'll get the same food. Every dish we serve has to come out them 66. So this evening, if you will, you can't find anything to do, find your way over to Brother Dog's evening service, and we're gonna try to feed you a little more. I thank you, brothers and men. I truly thank you. I thank God above all.
Oh, you own it, brother. You own it. Hey, Brother D, since it's just me and you on the phone. Hey, Brother D, can I give the number out again since it's just me and you? You might give it to somebody else.
Hey,
you know,
man.
Can I give it again? 425-292-4212. Yeah, you know, 6 Eastern. 5 Central PM.
Thank you.
You know, and God bless him.
Hey, Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
You know what, Ramirez? If they call that number and they say they can't get in, tell them they can dial 773-886-3490.
Do it one more time.
773-886. 3490. I promise them.
Okay.
You know something real? I see them sometimes, and I look at myself in the mirror,
I listen to God's word. And I used to ask myself, well, why do you cry so much?
Come on now.
But when I look back over my life.
Yeah, truly look over. Yes, sir.
Can I see what the Lord has truly done for me?
Truly.
Oh, my soul cried.
My. Can't hold it, Doc.
When you look at, you see people are dying every day.
Every day.
And we are too dumb to realize it could have been me.
Could have been me.
But the Lord saw fit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your soul should cry out.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul should shout.
Yes, sir, I believe that, Doc. Ooh, I believe that. It could have been me. Sleeping in my grave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. On something
now. Your soul should shout.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
This is why the Lord tells man to enter into his gates.
It's
praise
him.
And thanksgiving. Because he's right. Right here, he's been so good.
Yes,
oh, he's been so good. My soul is on fire right now. Soul is on fire. When I think about the goodness of my
Lord.
I don't know about but he set my soul on fire just to think about it. Because I know it could have been me.
So
I didn't have to wake up this morning. Mm-hmm. And then he woke me, closed in my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
You had a good portion of health and strength. I'm just dumb enough to know that could have been me.
That's it.
I could have been gone so long, I could have been forgotten.
But the Lord.
Oh, Reverend Harry loves me so much. I know, Reverend Harry. Bro, dog, I know you love me. But God.
Yes, sir.
I know you kept me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Your soul should cry. You should tell God, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You should tell him, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
People misuse you. People abuse you.
Mm.
You should tell God, thank you.
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's been good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. It's been really good. We do this with love, right? We do this if it truly be God's will. Let's try to be back small at the same time.
Yes.
And watch this here. What if?
Go right
here. Brother, with a dog.
Yes.
What if?
Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, what if? We're going to start looking at that. What if? If it be God's will, we're going to try to what if, we find out today that Solomon built a temple for the Lord, and God was pleased.
Yes, he did. Please.
He told him long as he worship him and no other God, he would not put no plague on the house. He said if you do worship other gods and you bow down to another God, I'll make it when people pass by that what
mm-hmm.
I'll make it, what happened, what they do? what did God do to make God do them like this here? That's why God tells us today, like Brother D said, we are the temple of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself in the mirror. You are the temple of the Lord. You represent God. God going to say one day, and you don't have to be a preacher to do when I'm going to say this one here. He going to say one day, what did you do to my church? What did you say to my wife? He going to say it. And you are his wife. He's coming back for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a gender thing with him. It's not a gender thing with him. He's coming back for his wife. Yeah, he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We are his wife. Let him minister to you today. Take the word we just had today and let didn't minister today. Go back and read over the scriptures we read, you know, and let God bless you. We often say that we want to pray for a sign. So if anybody else, you know, wants a prayer, we're going to do it one more time. This is just a prayer now. If you want somebody, we want us to pray for somebody, you hit the one button, we'll pray with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What you got there, brother? Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Good morning. I got someone, Sister Monique Miller.
Monique Miller
was in she was in a bad car accident last weekend. But I've had a couple of surgeries and have plenty more surgery to have to go through. And just keep her and her loved ones lifted up in prayer.
Monique, Sister Miller. And brother Shine. Yeah. If we can do that, how you doing, brother? You doing all right today? Brother Wayne, you doing all right?
Oh yeah, doing good. I here working.
Okay. Okay.
Doing well.
But we extended it, you know, brother Shine and Sister Miller, Monica Miller, you know, she's in a car wreck and she had more procedures she had to go through, you know. And Brother Shine, he dealing with that COVID, you know. I'm talking about, we're gonna keep praying for him and anybody else. Before we go to prayer, you can hit the one before we go to prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna pray, and if it be God's will, we'll be back tomorrow. He will be back tomorrow. What if? If nothing else, one of your brothers would like to pray, Sister Monica Miller and Brother Shine. Y'all want and watch it and pray for us. And pray for us that we keep trying to do God's will.
Yeah.
Monique.
Monique.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah, praise the Lord. I pray, brother. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. Sure, thank you for your mercy. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God, for letting us think about what if. Let us consider what if. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you through what you have taught us, what we have experienced even this morning, Father God. We count it as a privilege and a blessing that you allowed us to sit down and reason in your word. We thank you for your attendance, your listening ear, Father God, as you so wonderfully, Father God, designed this session this morning. Father, we thank you. We want to tell you that we do love you. Oh, Father God, continue to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us, Father God, in your word. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, as we lift these prayers up to you, hallelujah, Brother Shine, hallelujah, touch him, give him his special needs in the name of Jesus. Cover him, Father God. We know you're able. Hallelujah, Father God. Look upon his special needs. We ask this in the name of Jesus. And it's our sister, Monique Miller, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for bringing her through. Hallelujah. Now we ask as the body wait on, hallelujah, healing in the name of Jesus. Bless the spirit, Father God. And, oh, Father God, guide the surgeon's hands, Father God. Let them, oh, Father God, be directed by you in the name of Jesus. We ask strength for that family, Father God, has to wait, Father God. Give them courage, give them strength, give them faith, hallelujah. And the things that they need, you know, Father, we ask that you give it unto them, Father God. And with all this, Father, we say thank you. Oh, Father God, but we believe that it's already out. And we believe that it is well, Father God. And we ask those that are listening in that, as they work, bless them in their endeavors throughout the day, Father God. As they try to listen to your word and they try to work, We ask for your blessing. Let them know that you're pleased with them trying to serve you. Hallelujah. You're pleased with them trying to listen in, trying to feed the Spirit. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We ask you clear the way, Father God. Continue blessings. We ask, Father God, that we realize what you're doing. You're allowing those to work in your service. Hallelujah. And even work and be a servant. And even while they are at work. Oh, Father God, we know some make great sacrifices. We say thank you, Father God. Cover them as well. Give them a special blessing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all the prayers, all the attentiveness, all the listening ears, all the questions, asked questions, and even the unasked questions. We say thank you, Father God. Touch the hearts. Oh, Father God, touch the hearts, touch the understanding in the name of Jesus. We'll say it's well with our soul, Father. And we bless all those, Father, that are troubled with this, what we call COVID-19, this virus. Oh, hallelujah. Continue to cover those that are going for vaccinations. Bless them. Touch their mind. Ease their mind. Those that have the vaccination, still cover them. Let them know it is because of you. Hallelujah. Using what pharmacists have been put in this earth to preserve life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We tell you that we do love you. These are the blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mm.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas at 131 Navigation Street at my grandmother's house. It made me sit forward. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house today on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And that was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion then. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. Meet her there. Oh, she knew.
help them.